الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وجميع أعمالنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام، وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا، وسبحان الله العظيم، وبحمد الكريم بكرة وعسيلا. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر، 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 وهو الكبير المتعال. الله أكبر، لمن عنت الوجوه لكبريائه وعظمته. الله أكبر، وهو الحي القيوم الذي دبر الكائنات بحكمته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، وهو القادر الذي أبدع الموجودات وعمها بإحسانه ورحمته. الله أكبر، الذي خدعت السماوات والأرضون لقهره وسلطانه. الله أكبر، الذي ما تحرك متحرك ولا سكن ساكن إلا بعلمه وإرادته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، جعل في تعاقب الأعياد وتداول الليالي والأيام عبرة لمن يعتبر من أولي القلوب والأبصار. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا رسول الله، الداعي إلى الهدى والصواب. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك وكرِّم وعظِّم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه المجاهدين في سبيل الله، الحافظين لحدود الله، العاملين بأحكام الدين، الحاكمين بالشريعة سيد المرسلين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وبعد، اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله معشر المؤمنين، واعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم سرور لمن صحت نيته وقبل صومه، يوم فرح وحبور لمن طابت سريرته وأخلصت لله نيته وحسن للناس خلقه، لأن كلامه يوم عفو وإحسان لمن عفى عما هفى ولمن أحسن لمن قد أساء. هذا يوم عيد، ولكن العيد في الحقيقة لمن تمسك بالدين، سأل عن الحرام فترك وعن الحلال ففعل. هذا يوم فرح وبهجة وسرور، لو كنا لآخرتنا مفكرين ولديننا ناصرين ولربنا ذاكرين وبشريعتنا عاملين ولقبورنا معمرين ولنفوسنا مخالفين وللشيطان محاربين. أيها المؤمنون، في هذا اليوم المبارك يتجلى المولى عز وجل على المؤمنين من عبيده المخلصين بمزيد الإنعام والإحسان، فتفتح أبواب السماء وتغمر الرحمة لمن صام وقام، وتمنح العطايا وتوزع الهدايا. ينظر الله تعالى في هذا اليوم إلى أهل الصدق والوفاء والمودة والإخاء والرحمة والإشفاق، ينظر الله فيه إلى من تغافل عن عيوب الناس ولعيوبه تنبه. رحم الله امرأ شغلته عيوبه عن عيوب الناس، فتوبى لمن حجب عن نقائص الناس وعيوبهم وبنقصه والتقصير اشتغل. ولا ننسى يا أخوة الأفاضل أننا قد صمنا شهر رمضان، وهو شهر التقوى والإيمان، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والصوم جنة كجنة أحدكم من القتال، فها نحن قد تفرغنا من هذه الدورة، دورة التجديد التقوى، تجديد هذه الوقاية، والآن قد عدنا إلى ميدان القتال، إلى أرض الرباط، حيث قال الشاعر: إني بليت بأربع يرمونني بالنبل أن قوس لها توتير، إبليس والنفس والدنيا والهوى، يا رب إنك على الخلاص قدير. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان نظر الله إلى خلقه، وإذا نظر الله إلى عبد لم يعذبه أبدا، ولله في كل يوم ألف ألف عتيق من النار. فإذا كانت ليلة 29 أعتق الله فيها مثل جميع ما أعتق في الشهر كله، فإذا كانت ليلة الفطر ارتجت الملائكة وتجلى الجبار تبارك وتعالى بنوره، فيقول للملائكة وهم في عبيدهم من الغد وهم في عيدهم من الغد: يا معشر الملائكة، ما جزاء الأجير إذا وفى عمله؟ فتقول الملائكة: يوفى أجره. فيقول الله: أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم. فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من المغفورين، ويجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان يا كريم يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
اللهم صل وسلم على عظيم وعلم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين بارك وأشرف نبالك سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. وبعد، اتقوا الله واعلموا أنه سبحانه شرع في هذا العيد حقا معينا للفقراء في أموال أهل النعمة والثرى، لينصرف الفقراء في هذه الأيام إلى بهجتهم وفرحهم وسرورهم، يشارك الأغنياء في زينتهم وسرورهم، فيتبادل الإخاء بين المسلمين، وهناك تكون الغبطة، ولا يسمع أحد منا في هذه الأيام شكاية بائس، لا أنه محزون، والإسلام يطلب من أبنائه ألا يكون بينهم في هذه الأيام جائع ولا محتاج ولا مهضوم لحقه ولا من تسيل في جفونه المدامع. إن العيد عند المسلمين عبادة كبيرة لله تعالى، يجتمع عليها أفرادهم ويشترك فيها أجناسهم، فهم يخرجون صبيحة هذا اليوم في كل بلد دخله الإسلام إلى صلاتهم صفوفا رافعين أصواتهم بالتكبير بهاتفات بهتافات موحدة وشعارات مشيدة، تلك الكلمة المدوية في الآفاق والتي تنبع عن الأعماق، وهي قولهم الله أكبر، أي أكبر من كل كبير، فلا كبير سواه ولا عظيم إلا إياه. فيوحي هذا النداء إلى المسلمين في جميع الآفاق، في سوريا ومصر والعراق، وفي الهند والباكستان، وفي الحجاز والجزائر، وفي كل مكان، أنهم أمة واحدة، دينهم واحد، نبيهم واحد، دستورهم واحد، هدفهم واحد، معبودهم واحد، وشعاراتهم واحدة. يهتف الجميع في كل البلاد الإسلامية قائلين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. وفي هذا اليوم يجب أن ينصلخ كل إنسان عن كبريائه وأن يخرج عن عظمته، فجميعنا لآدم وآدم من تراب، فمنه خلقنا وإليه نعود، ومنه نبعث وإلى الله نحشر. فلا يفكر أحد من المسلمين مهما كثر ماله أنه أفضل من فقير، ولا لعظيم مهما علت منزلته أنه أكبر من حقير، ولا لرئيس مهما ارتفعت رئاسته أنه فوق المرؤوسين. فلا فضل أحد على أحد إلا بتقوى والعمل الصالح، ذلك هو المقياس لا مقياس غيره، والميزان لا ميزان سوى، أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. فيتعلم المسلمون في هذا كيف يتسع روح الإخاء ويمتد حتى تتحقق فضيلة الإخلاص، ويهدي الإنسان إلى أخيه الإنسان هدايا القلوب والمحبة. فهذه بعض معاني العيد، وذلك بعد ما جاء به الإسلام. وروي عن سعد بن أوس الأنصاري عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم العيد الفطر وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق ونادوا: أغدوا يا معشر المسلمين إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل، لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم، وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم، وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم. وإذا صلوا نادى مناد: ارجعوا إلى رحالكم راشدين
فإن الله قد غفر لكم أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويسمى ذلك اليوم يوم الجائزة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي ليبيا وفي بورما وفي أفغانستان وفي العراق وفي كشمير وفي الصومال وفي مصر وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، ما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، كل عام وأنتم بخير. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of us a blessed Eid. A Eid, and as you heard in the khutbah, haqiqatul Eid, the reality of Eid, the real celebration, liman tamassaka bid-deen, is the one that has held on to this deen. Sa'ala anil harami fataraka. وَسَأَلَ عَنِ الْحَلَالِ فَفَعَلَ. The person that when they ask about that which is prohibited, they leave it. And when they ask about that which is permissible, they do it. This is the true Eid for every believer. مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِالدِّينِ. The one who has held onto this deen after fasting, for 30 days, after fasting in this particular year for 29 days, or standing for the night prayer in 29 nights. Jamaat al-Muslimin, in short, the time for Ramadan, for the sake of Ramadan, is over. Ramadan coming, us fasting and praying and reciting Quran and giving sadaqah, and then khalas, when Ramadan is over, we go back to normal and we wait for the next Ramadan. No, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We are living in the time of fitna and fasad. We're living in the time of trial and tribulation. And Ramadan is quite simply that training ground where we rebuild up our armor, where we train how to defend ourselves before we go back fi maidan al-qital, before we go back into the battlefield. And as we know, in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب السماء وأغلقت أو فتحت أبواب الجنان وأغلقت أبواب النيران وسفدت الشياطين. When Ramadan comes, the doors of heaven, the doors of Jannah are opened, and the doors of Jahannam are closed, and the big shayateen, al-afariq, they are tied up. But as soon as Ramadan is finished, khalas, they are released again. And so automatically, we are now more vulnerable than we are in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, mashallah, the masajid are full. In the month of Ramadan, mashallah, people are praying on time. People are lowering their gazes. People are spending more of their wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted them with in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are more mindful of what we speak to each other. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. And if any of you are fasting on a particular day, then don't engage in any obscenity or vulgarity. This is the benefit of fasting. Why? لِأَنَّ الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ. Because fasting is a shield. كَجُنَّةِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الْقِتَالِ. Like one of you would use in battle. So the month of Ramadan, as-siyam wal-qiyam, because qiyam, as we know from the hadith, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَقْرَبَةٌ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَمَكْفَرَةٌ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. Allahu Akbar. Stand up for the night prayer, for indeed it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing that will bring you closer to your Lord. And it is that thing that will cause your sins to be wiped out. And it is that thing that will prevent you from falling into sin. So fasting is a shield. As-siyamu junnah. Yastajinnu biha al-abdu min an-nar. That the servant of Allah uses to shield themselves from the fire. To shield themselves from all actions and behavior that would lead them to the fire. And qiyam, manhatun anil ithm, is also a shield that shields us from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shields us from transgressing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, today we're going to go home, alhamdulillah, and we're going to greet our families. We're going to greet them with a beautiful face. Subhanallah, what a good deed that is, to give a beautiful face. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Do not belittle any good that you can do, even if it means meeting your brother with a nice face. And even more so, in terms of the right that they have over us, our families, our relatives, our near and dear ones. So we go home with a nice face, inshaAllah ta'ala. We give a nice smile. الْإِبْتِسَامِ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً. This is the day of tasadduq. This is the day of spending. Maybe we are short on change. Maybe you are short on money. But at least we can give a smile. For indeed a smile in the face of your brother is charity, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So yes, a day of happiness, a day of festivities, all within the bounds of the Holy Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, khayr al-anam, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. A day when we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, gather around the table together, and we're going to have fitr. This is Eid al-Fitr. We've been having our fitr al-yawmi at the end of every fasting day. When the sun has set, we have said, Allahumma laka sumtu, wa bika amantu, wa ala rizqika aftartu. Oh Allah, for you I have fasted. And in you I have believed. And with your sustenance, I now break that fast. We've done that every day for the 29 days that we fasted this year, 1440. But now comes the real fitr. Now comes that first day after 29 days where we are going to not be waiting for the setting of the sun, but no, we are going to be breaking fast right throughout the day. Breaking that fast of the month of Ramadan. This is the big fitr. Al-fitr al-eidi. Al-fitr al-sanawi. This we do once a year. Eid al-Adha, different celebration. So on this particular day, we are going to feast, we are going to eat. And we're going to be overjoyed. We're going to be happy with all these wonderful dishes that are going to be placed before us. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان يفرحهما. For the fasting person, there are two joys with which they are overjoyed. إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه. For the fasting person, there are two joys with which they are overjoyed. Number one, If إذا أفطر, if they break their fast. Yes, al-fitr al-yawmi, at the end of every fasting day, it's a joyous occasion. But even more so on that Eid al-Fitr, the big day, the celebration of Fitr. They are overjoyed with that with which they are breaking their fast with. So we're going to be happy with each other. We're going to be happy with this lovely, nourishing, inshallah ta'ala, upaswari saika, sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless us with on this day. وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِسَوْمِ. And if they meet their Lord on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are overjoyed with the fact that they fasted. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those as-sa'imeen that are entered through Bab al-Rayyan, through that special door of Rayyan, ila Jannat al-Na'im. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. So I just wanted to confirm that, just to get that out of the way. It's a day of joy. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of fitr. It's a day of happiness. But at the same time, Jamaatul Muslimin, don't let your guard down. That shield that we have built up tirelessly, tediously, with great effort and hard labor and sacrifice, don't let it go to waste. Don't cast that shield aside. This has been the purpose of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might shield yourselves. Whenever you hear that in the Quran, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Know that it literally means shield yourselves. From what? From the displeasure of Allah. This is the purpose of Ramadan. Let us not be like that mad woman in Makkah. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there was a mad woman, Imra'atun Hamqa. She was a crazy woman. What did she used to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. And don't be like the one, التي, referring to the woman, who did what? نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا. What did she do? She took apart her thread. بَعْدَ قُوَّةٍ. After she made that thread strong and taut. She was a very good weaver. She was a very good spinner. And spinning is no easy task. First you have to gather the wool, shear the sheep, card the wool, separate the wool, and then you have to spin that yarn, spin that thread. Takes a lot of sacrifice. A lot of sweat. It's tedious. It's hard labor. But she was known as Al-Imra'atul Hamqa, the crazy woman, the insane woman. Because after all of that hard work, what did she do? She went and undid the thread. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like her. لا تكونوا كالتي نقدت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثة. And you know, I'm not just saying this for the sake of, you can say, Alhamdulillah, I have taqwa. Wallahi, we need taqwa. We are now living in the time of fitna. We are surrounded by fitna. The Muslim ummah has not ever been in a state in the entire history of Islam. We can say we've reached our lowest ebb. And perhaps it's going to get even worse before it gets better. Because we know the Prophet says, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of eras is my era. The best of generations, my generation. Then those that come after me, then those that come after them. الْقُرُونَ ثَلَاثَةِ الْأُولَى. The first three generations, they are the best. So there's a decline. And look where we are today. You know, there's that famous hadith, it's a lengthy hadith. I'm not going to go through all the Arabic thereof. I'll give you the meaning thereof. The hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. The hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. It's in Bukhari and Muslim. And it starts by saying, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ فَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِ حَتَّى لَا يُدْرِكَنِي. He said, the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good. And I used to ask him about the bad, in order that it should not catch up with me, in order that it should not meet up with me. In other words, in order that I should avoid it, in order that I should steer clear of it. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him that yes, we are in good, but after the good will come evil. And after that evil will come good, but it'll be tainted. Tainted with what? Tainted with people that practice other than the practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and follow guidance other than the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, after that good, because it is good, but it will be tainted. He said, no, then there will be shar, there will be evil again. There will be people that will be standing calling to the gates of hell. People that will be standing calling to the gates of hell. And if there is an imam and a jama'ah, in other words, a khalifa, a leader of the Muslims, and those that follow him, then stick with them. And then he said, and what happens if there's no imam? There's no khalifa. Meaning there's no proper unified jama'ah that is following the leader. He said, اعتزل الفرق كلها, stay away from all the groups. Even if you must bite onto the root of a tree until death comes to you. Jama'at al-Muslimin, where is our khalifa? Where is our khilafa? Where is our statehood? Our army to protect the Muslimin in Syria and Yemen and Libya and Kashmir and all over the world where they might be suffering. We don't have. We don't have. We're in the time of fitna. نَحْنُ فِي آخِرِ الْأَيَّامِ نَحْنُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ We are in the last days. Don't doubt it. And in the last days, we are confronted with our enemies like never before. And what are those enemies? I mentioned the poem on the mimbar. إِنِّي بُلِيتُ بِأَرْبَعٍ يَرْمُونَنِي بِالنَّبْلِ أَنْ قَوْسٍ لَهَا تَوْتِيرُ إِبْلِيسُ وَالدُّنْيَا وَالنَّفْسُ وَالْهَوَى Ya Rabbi, innaka ala al-khalasi qadiru. These are our four main enemies. These are our four main enemies. And these are the enemies with which we require a shield of taqwa that we wear on our hearts to save ourselves from the evil invitation and temptation of these enemies. Who are these four enemies? He said, indeed, I am tested with four great enemies. Like four arrows shot from the strongest bow. The stronger the bow, the faster and more accurate the arrow. Iblisu, that's number one. Iblis, la'anatullahi alayhi. Jama'at al-Muslimin, you know what is our biggest problem with regards to Iblis? And we are making the same mistake that our father and our mother made in the garden. Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, our father and our mother, on them be peace. What did they forget? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَنَسِي We took a covenant with Adam before and he forgot. I'm asking you, بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, what did he forget? Did he forget that it was haram to eat from the fruit? Wallah, he didn't forget that. He didn't forget that. In actual fact, Iblis reminded him, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ He said, your Lord didn't tell you not to eat from the tree, except for the fact that if you do, you become like two angels, or you'll be granted eternal life. So he didn't forget that the tree, that it was prohibited to eat from that tree. What did he forget? You know what he forgot? Because فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ When they tasted from the fruit, they just tasted it immediately. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا فَتَفِقَ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ And immediately their nakedness became apparent to them, and they took leaves from the trees of the garden and covered themselves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked them. أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا شَجَرَةً Did I not tell you not to eat from this tree? Did he forget that? No, he didn't forget that. But what he did forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And did I not tell you that shaytan is for you an open enemy? That was the thing that they forgot. They even took advice from him. وَقَاسَمَ لَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He took an oath, Iblis, when he was advising them. He said, by Allah, I'm just giving you good advice. Jamaat al-Muslimin, for 29 days and 29 nights, we have not listened to the advice of Iblis. We have not given in to our nafs. That's the second enemy. Iblisu wa nafsu. Wa dunya. Nor have we fallen for the material trappings of this world. All we've been worried about is getting the most out of Ramadan. Don't throw it away. Don't be like the mad woman that undoes that thread after she has spun it so strongly and so tautly. You know, that is Islam. If any of you do something, then do it professionally, do it properly. So we might have had the best Ramadan that we've ever had. But you know where it's really going to count? What is going to happen now, post-Ramadan? What are we going to do with that shield of taqwa? That shield that we've attained through siyam and qiyam, through fasting and standing for the night prayer. For ourselves, for our spouses, for our children. Going forward, Jamaat al-Muslimin, قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَيَأْتِي عَلَيْنَا الزَّمَانِ الْقَابِدْ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَقَابِدْ عَلَى جَمْرِ. A time will come, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person holding on to their deen will be like somebody holding on to a hot coal. Jamaat al-Muslimin, it is time to hold on tight. To hold on. وَأْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And together. And all of you hold on together to the indestructible rope of Allah. The Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Together. Like he said in the hadith of Hudhayfa, اعتزل الفرق كله. Don't define yourself by the group that you belong to. Sufi, Salafi, Ikhwani, Tablighi, Murabitin, Hizb al-Tahrir. Don't define yourself. If that group, that particular group has got something positive to contribute within the bounds of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet, then so be it. Ahlan wa sahlan bik. But don't define yourself by that group. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا. He has named you Muslimin. In the previously revealed scriptures and in the scripture, the Holy Quran. نحن مسلمون. Yes, عقيدتنا أهل السنة والجماعة. We don't compromise on that. We don't obscure the lines with regards to that. We differentiate. But within that circle of أهل السنة والجماعة, and like Sa'id Hawa says, هي دائرة كبيرة تدخل فيها عدة من التوائح والأحزاب. It's a big circle, that circle of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Many groups go into that circle. Those who are adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let our Islam manifest in the way that we treat one another. Don't define yourself by your group, by what you wear, by the dhikr that you make on the night that you make it with whoever you make it. Define yourself as to how you are treating your fellow Muslim. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. The true Muslim is the one whom the Muslims are safe from their tongue and from their hand. In another riwayah, Al-Mu'minu man salima al-Nasu min lisanihi wa yadi. The true believer is the one whom the people are safe from their tongue and their hand. If they see the Muslim coming, guys, we are safe. It's a Muslim. You don't have to hold on to your wallets. It's a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine if we can go back to those days? We can, Jamaat al-Muslimin. With the shield of taqwa. With the shield of taqwa. Look what we can attain. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ. The one who shields themselves from Allah's displeasure. Using that shield that they've attained in the month of Ramadan. With siyami wal qiyam. Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. And the one who puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. The one who shields themselves from Allah's displeasure, Allah will make their lives easy for them. Allah will make it easy for them and their families, their wives and their children to stay steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. إِلَى جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرُ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Whoever shields themselves from Allah's displeasure, using that shield of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He will wipe away all their sins and grant them the greatest reward. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْعَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And race forward in seeking a forgiveness and a reward from your Lord, a paradise which with is greater than the heavens and the earth, prepared for who? Prepared for the muttaqeen. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, just on that point, an announcement that I made on Friday, and we'll end with this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What's the first attribute of the muttaqeen in this particular verse? أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend of their wealth that Allah has entrusted with them in the time of prosperity and in the time of adversity. As you know, today, inshallah ta'ala, today's Eid. We're all going to have a good time, inshallah. We're all going to fill our bellies. But there are, I need to confirm these statistics, but somebody sent me a message the other day saying that collectively, there are about 50 million Muslim refugees. We are of the largest number of refugees from any faith group, anywhere in the world, the Muslimin. The largest refugee numbers. The largest number of orphans. The largest number of people who have been slain in conflict is from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the shuhada, hani'an lahum. We say congratulations to them. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ shuhada. Allah chooses from you martyrs. But those who have been left behind, they are calling out. And Allah is asking, مَا لَكُمْ فَتْبَكِيَ يَلَى. What is wrong with you that you don't hearken to the call? وَالْمُسْتَدْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Allah said, what is wrong with you that you don't answer this call? And if we can't physically answer it, at least we can financially answer it, economically answer it. What is the call? وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ, the downtrodden, oppressed, suffering Muslimin, from the men, women and children that are saying, oh Allah, take us out of this oppressive town, this oppressive place, and grant from us besides you a protector, and grant from us besides you a helper. Who are those protectors and who are those helpers supposed to be? Us, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We are supposed to be hearkening and saying, Labbaik, here we are, O people of Syria. Here we are, O people of Yemen. Here we are, O Rohingya people of Burma. We are here to help you. So inshallah ta'ala, I see my beloved brother Yusuf Muhammad is here from Islamic Relief. We'll be having a special collection today. Did you bring your envelope? If you didn't bring your envelope, no problem. I'm sure they will have one big envelope to put it in, inshallah ta'ala. So I'm just looking for where's my envelope. Somewhere, yeah? So inshallah ta'ala, after we have greeted each other and we are leaving the masjid, please spare something for the people of Syria. There are 12 million refugees in Syria, 7.6 million of them internally displaced, of which only a small percentage are living in refugee camps. The majority of them are either living in bombed out buildings, living in the basements of buildings that have been completely destroyed, living under trees, living in forests, living in caves. You know, we are thinking about having the best meal today, and we enjoy it. Bismillah. It's from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in it and grant us better thereafter. But where we can make a difference, let's make a difference, Jamaat al-Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a blessed deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us, inshallah, to go forward from here on, inshallah. That whatever we have gained in Ramadan, that shield of taqwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to keep it ever strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us to shield ourselves from any type of behavior, any words, any deeds that would bring upon us His displeasure. That we might remain steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that inshallah ta'ala, we might see receive His forgiveness on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and be entered fi Jannat al-Na'im. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم العيد الفطر. If it is the day of Eid. Here it is. Here's your glad tidings. If it is the day of Eid, وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق. The angels stand on all the roads leading to the Musalla. We passed by the Malaika this morning. And the Malaika was saying to us as we were coming, يا معشر المسلمين, oh those of you who have submitted and surrendered to Allah, أخدو, go forward. إلى رب كريم, to your most generous Lord. يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزير. He is the one who has enveloped you in His favor. In other words, he's given you this greatest gift of all. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Had we not been Muslim, we wouldn't have fasted. We wouldn't have stood for Salat al-Tarawih. We would have enjoyed all the blessings of the month of Ramadan. So He is the one that grants the favor of Islam, and then He even rewards you for the good that you do in the month of Ramadan. لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم. You were told to stand for the night prayer, and you stood. وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم. And you were told to fast in the daytime, and you fasted. وأطعتم ربكم, and you obeyed your Lord. Now come and fetch your reward. And فنادى منادي, and then a caller calls out. إذا صلوا, when they finish their salah, inshallah the caller has already called out. We didn't hear him. Why? Because maybe my speakers are too loud or whatever the case might be. But that caller has called out, irji'u ila rihalikum rashideen. Go back to your homes now, upright. Upright with your shields of taqwa. Go back home upright on the straight path of Allah. Rashideen. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. فَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ. That is the day of reward, and it's named in the heavens as the day of reward. So take your reward from Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us with that reward. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be entered fi Jannat al-Na'im through Bab al-Rayyan, that special door of Rayyan lil-Sa'imeen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Eid Mubarak, kullu aam wa antum bi khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You too.
Yes, sir. Mashallah.